This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike from Pasco County Tub Refinishing, letting you know about an offer we have for this month. We are offering a tub special for tub refinishing of $199, tub and tile for $299. All of our work is warranted for 5 years. We offer senior discounts as well as military discounts and servicemen discounts. My email address is pascotubrefinishing@gmail.com, and our website is pascocountytubrefinishing.com. And please give us a call. My name is Mike, and I'm the owner. Thank you very much. And my phone number is 727-557-8568.
Hi, it's Sandy from Clearwater Curves. Curves is a 30-minute complete body workout designed for women. Fun, fast, and safe. Whether you want to lose weight, gain more energy, or just stay healthy, you can get started today at 50% off by calling 727-536-6910. Hey, you owe it to yourself. Get back on track. Again, and that number is 727-536-6910. Call now.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Everything you wanted to know about the music industry, ask Vic. Vic McClain from Virtuoso Music and Distribution on the Tantalk Radio Network. Call Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, 727-441-3000.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Listening to Hollywood Connections. I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
And speaking of beauty queens, hour number two of Hollywood Connections with your hosts, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Miss Dawn Reese. Now, lights, camera, action, you're on.
Thank you so much, Bobby. And I am Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz, Yvonne Madison, my beautiful co-host, my Miss Florida
you.
Diva.
Yes. And I like your voice, Bobby. It sounds sexy.
I appreciate it.
I did.
You know what? He's leaving Tantalk for a while. He's going to college.
Oh, good.
I know.
Love. But we'll miss you.
But gotta finish school.
Tell us what you're going to go do, Bobby.
Major in stage management at the University of Central Florida.
Good.
That's super
wonderful.
Exciting.
That's super.
Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, you listened to our intro. And, you know, I was over at the World's Tourism Pageant this last week in Nashville. Well, it's out of Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And I'm super excited because I did come home with a, you know, World Classic Miss Global Tourism. Woohoo. And, you know, we had some amazing talent over there. And there's a lot that goes into a pageant, Yvonne. You know, I mean, I got this title. I'm super stoked about it because I'm going to do so much in the media department with everything. And we're going to talk to some of the young ladies and ladies that were in the other categories and how they got their title and what they're doing.
How many categories were there?
There were different ones that you could enter, mm-hmm. you know, and there's an international title and the winners, they won fur coats or fox fur coats.
Oh.
And I know in some TV sets. So I know we have one of the winners on the air with us right now. Hi, welcome to our Positive Power Pageantry Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on the line with us?
We have Caitlin and
this
Heather.
Is Katie White, the World Miss Tourism.
Hi, Katie. So tell us your title again.
World Miss Tourism.
That's right. So, Katie, tell us what it takes. You know, I mean, I haven't entered pageants for Everland, I'll be honest with you. And, you know, there was a lot to prepare myself and working out as well. But, you know, I didn't realize the challenges mean a lot to winning the international title and the scrapbook. Tell us how you prepared for your title this last year.
I did a lot of working out as well. That's like my biggest stress reliever when it comes to pageants. It's like, I don't like working out normally, but when it's pageant season, it's like, gosh, I need to get in the gym. It just mentally prepares me. A lot of practicing, practice, practice, practice. They say practice makes perfect, and I strongly believe in that. That's for that state costume. You know, you got to practice, practice, practice.
What was your state costume again?
I did Ted Drew's. It's a concrete place here in St. Louis. It's actually huge. Huge deal in St. Louis. Anytime you go to the Cardinals game, Blues game, it's always the thing to go to right after. They're always packed with the best ice cream around St. Louis.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's super cool. Now, also, too, as I noticed, you have to have a platform. That was the biggest thing the judges were asking. What is your platform? That was a lot of points.
Yes, my platform's healthy living. I actually plan on taking this to schools and groups of kids as well to talk about why healthy living is such a big, big, big thing. I'm trying to get together like lessons, games, make it fun. You know, all the kids don't want to, you know, healthy fruit, but it's like more goes into that. Healthy living is a big, big thing, and it's a big issue nowadays. Like, so I'm putting together games, plans, talks. I'm planning on doing rallies. Just to let everybody know how much healthy living can change your life.
I like the fact that you said healthy living because it takes in food, exercise, schooling.
Everything, yes.
Everything. So that's
everything
very important. So how did you put all that together for your platform?
I put it together just personal experience. I went through a lot with healthy living, and I wasn't doing the healthy living.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it led to me putting on weight. Mm. That was bad with the pageantry. It just was all on the bad side. So I started looking more into healthy living. I started following healthy living, and it changed my life so fast in such an amazing way. If everybody knew how much healthy living could just change your life,
mm-hmm.
it would make the world.
Can I ask a question? Did you have a coach?
I did not. I did it all through myself.
Mm-hmm.
I work at Club Fitness, so that helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I had a really good support team on my side. But no, I did the majority of it by myself. So, like, you can do it. Anybody can do it. So if I could drive that into people, that just make my life so amazing just to get that out there on how much healthy living can change your life.
Mm-hmm. How do you think that you won the title? What slam dunked that you believed you said, this was good. I feel like I'm going to win this title.
My interview was a slam dunk. I felt like telling them all the stuff I did throughout my year, all the appearances, all of the stuff I've done and how far I've came and how bad I wanted it. It's not just being a tourism girl isn't just the crown, the beautiful crowns and sashes, or getting all dressed up. It's more about getting in your community, making a difference, knowing that people are looking up to you. It's not just a title. It's a huge responsibility. And that's where I stand with it.
Listen, you said number one was the platform. What other things that you had to put in place to, you know, win this contest? What else besides platform?
So the platform was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Interview was a big thing.
Interview. Mm-hmm.
State costume was a huge thing. But I'm pretty sure interview was a bigger score than the state costume this year. So interview is really where a lot of things took place for me.
Wow, that's exciting.
Getting to know the judges.
Another question, you know, this is really important because they want to know your appearances. What have you done with your title? What appearances? Can give us a little bit of insight.
Okay, so last year I did a ton of community service, but this year I have a lot more planned. Last year I did a lot with Honor Flight, welcoming home our veterans that came
mm-hmm.
back.
Wow.
That's one of my favorite appearances. In community service work, as well as the Ronald McDonald House. I work with Cooking Crown, and what we do, we go and we make breakfast for the people that are staying at the Ronald McDonald House. We serve them the breakfast. get to talk to the kids, interact with the kids, and let them, there's light at the tunnel, you know. It's, well, those are like my favorite ones to do. I also, I'm about to start taking donations to take up to the stray rescue house. I have a bunch of blankets already.
Wow.
I'm about to make it public that I'm taking more donations to take up there as well. I also worked with this event for, why is this flipping right now?
That's amazing. You know, people don't realize, you know, that's what I call a role model, because mm-hmm. you're out making a difference. And that title does open the doors of opportunity for you. And you don't know what who you're going to meet. You know, I had a friend that had the 100K handshake. Mm-hmm. And is that the handshake that you're going to meet? Is that the next million that you're going to make? You know, or is that the next person that's going to open the door of opportunity for you to get where you want to go?
What's the age
right.
range?
And this is a great system to have those doors open for you. It's an amazing system. That's why I love it so much, is that they're 100% about the community service, 100% about giving back. And that's, we need more pageants like that, that are 100% mean. They are about giving back.
Right. No, I actually, they also have like a cover tourism. How do you enter the cover? That's what my co-host was asking.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have the program book in front of me. And so
are they selected?
Actually, your nails match the cover, Yvonne. They're so gorgeous. Look at that.
Thank you.
The cover model, I believe, if I'm 100%, is when you sell the most ads, you get the front cover, the
okay.
back cover. So you have to sell ads. I sold only one ad page, and that Club Fitness bought it for me. So they sponsored me. So that was my biggest sponsor, was Club Fitness.
Now, I have the program book here. I'm live on Facebook as well as we're on the air. What division were you in?
I was in the MISS category. The
okay. MISS. And tell everybody your name again.
Katie White.
Okay, there we go. I think that's Katie right there. You're on the corner, right? Right there, I think, on the program book?
Yes.
Katie, Miss Missouri Tourism?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. That's who we're speaking with here live on the air on the Tan Talk Network. And Katie, it's been a pleasure, because, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, there's so many pageants out there, and I'm going to be running the state Florida pageant. That's why we're asking a lot of questions. And I'll be sending this tape to all of the new potential state ladies as well.
And candidates.
Yes, and the candidates. Tell everybody.
That is so exciting.
I know. Mm. And, you know, a lot of times, is this your first time in the World Tourism Pageant?
This is my second year. Last year, I competed as a teen and got first runner-up, so I had to come back. I had to get that win.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, and there's all different ages. It's from preteen to teens to Miss. I was in the classic mix, so that's over 50-ish.
And they even have a beauty category, and I love that they have a beauty category.
That's right. We call our division like the classic cars.
Uh-huh.
You know, the classic cars.
Yeah.
Bobby, you can relate. You've got nostalgic cars on radio.
That's good.
So wait, Bobby, let me ask you this. This is my engineer behind me. So Bobby, when you say classic cars, what comes to mind of classic cars that's on your show?
They're elegant. You know, the vintage nostalgia and stuff like that. The collectible.
Like the Studebakers.
Yes,
and that.
Yes.
All
yes.
That
the,
good stuff.
The American classics, yes.
That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah, I've been having dreams about these classic cars now for some reason, because someone told me about that. I'm waking up. I told my husband, I said, just bought this one classic car. It's a blue and white something. I'll know.
Now you're going to have a big wish list.
That's true. Well, Katie, thank you. You know, you said your name is Katie. You know, my son always had something that he used to say. He'd say, Katie, the beautiful lady. That's so cute.
Oh, and she's beautiful. Really beautiful young lady.
That's
you're
right.
You're really a beautiful
thank you,
young
thank
lady.
You.
And everything you're doing. So if you're interested in this pageant system worldwide, go to the World's Miss Tourism Pageant.com. Enter now. There are titles at large, all different ages. And we'll see you next year in Nashville, Tennessee. We're really excited.
All righty. We will see ya.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
So, have a good one, guys. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Isn't that amazing? That there's so much that goes into it. The state costumes were so amazing. So, you know, I was just blown away by the design and the creativity that people had.
Yes.
Which was really amazing. So if there's a Nancy that calls, I know she's calling me from a break, so we got to put her on right away just in case she does, because she's like, I'll have to sneak out and make that phone call.
Was she one of the contestants?
Yes, yes. And her husband were in it together.
Oh, really? Mm. Men can be in it too?
Yes, he won the king.
Oh.
See? He won the king. They were so cute together.
That's so nice.
So let's go to our next caller, Yvonne. Who's on the air?
Oh, we have, I believe this is, say this right, Sharila.
Yes, hi. Here. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hi there. What's your name?
Tawila.
Hi. What age division were you in?
I was actually in the preteen age division. Okay,
so there's little miss, and then there's junior miss, and then you were in the preteen, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And what was, so I'm looking at the program book now. I'm trying to show everybody here. And say your name again.
Tawila.
Tawila. Is that with a T?
Yes.
Oh, you were the Miss Teen, Miss Hawaii. You're from Hawaii.
Yes, I am, actually.
She's calling from Hawaii.
You're calling from Hawaii. King James should be here now.
I know. One of our producers actually is with us. He's from Hawaii. And are you on the Big Island in Hawaii?
Yes, I'm actually on the Big Island right now.
Wow, now you won the international title. Is this your first time in the World's Tourism Pageant?
Yes, but it was a great experience.
And she took the international title. I loved your Hawaiian look. It was so amazing. You know, she had the flower in her hair.
Uh-huh.
You know, and tell us, what did it take for you to get ready for this pageant?
Well, it took me a long time to convince myself that I could do another national pageant. But now that I've done it, it's like a really, really, really good experience, and I want to do it again.
Okay, cool. So, what did you do for your state costume? What did you wear?
Well, I wore an outfit made of kappa. My mother and my grandmother made it. It actually showed the stories and traditions and all the different things about Polynesia.
Nice, and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Super beautiful. Now, do you have
a social media
as well for Facebook, or does your mom put that out there, or do you have your own website? I think for social media, because you're an actress too and a model.
Yes.
That's.
I have a Facebook account.
Okay. And you can
my
see.
Mom.
Is your mom there?
Yes, right now.
Yeah, put her on real quick because we want a mom's point of view. That would be cool. Okay, hold on a second. She's all the way from Hawaii. She flew in for this national pageant.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother is also an actress, and her husband is a model actor as
well. Her father,
yes. And thank you. And her mom is a flight attendant for one of the airlines down there. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Heather. Oh, it's morning over there?
Yes. It's only 9 a.m. here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank you so much
just
for
met with the mayor.
Oh, my gosh. See, they're doing so much with their international.
Early.
Yeah, that's amazing. So let me ask you this. As a mom's point of view, you know, and we have segments for mothers and daughters, what does it take for you to get ready for a national pageant with your daughter?
You know, a lot of preparing, like, for her platform and what is this going to be about and what will you do with your title if you win? How are you going to use that to help other people to make a difference? So she just went this morning and met with the mayor, and he was asking her about it, and she was talking about it, Operation Christmas Child, that provides gifts to kids around the world in third world countries who would never otherwise receive a gift in their life. And he was just so impressed. He said, you know, that's what we need more of this day nowadays, is kids that care about something outside of their own, you know, four walls, and that look out into the world, because there's so many people out there that do need help. So I really want her to open her eyes and look more at, you know, the community around her and how she can serve and help, and not just about winning a crown and a sash and a title, you know, but really making a difference with it.
So was her platform helping other people or helping children, or what is that?
Operation Christmas Child.
Oh, okay.
So Operation Christmas Child is one of her main platforms, and that one is where they send shoe boxes with basic needs and toiletries for gifts at Christmas time. And so these third world countries, these kids would never get a birthday gift or a Christmas gift in their life. So a lot of them, it's the first time. And she was watching a video a couple years ago and seeing the kids open it, and they're so excited, you know, just over getting toothpaste, toothbrushes, pencils, school supplies.
Yes.
And she's just like, okay, you know, we need to help this. So last year we did it, and this year again, we're going to be working with that starting in the next couple months, getting ready for Christmas, to send out, you know, around the world. And it's fun. The kids can go online and they can track the package and see where it's going. And
how old is she?
I want to go.
How old is she?
She's 10.
10 years old, uh-huh. Yvonne.
Yes.
And this is what they're doing to make a difference. And, mm-hmm. you know, the tourism title, you know, what I like is they have challenges that they have to do. You know, the director will say, like, you know, if you know, find your oldest historic, you know, spot in your town. Mm-hmm. And they're taking pictures. Do you know that all counts for going for the main title? All of that together. Now, in your scrapbook, you know, when did you realize, because you have to put a really amazing scrapbook together. It's going to take you a year to do it.
Yes.
Right.
That's going to be exciting.
So what
that's
are her
fun?
What are
different?
Yeah, we have more tourism title holders coming up and they're on the phone with us.
What's so interesting. They're doing so much
for their age and
for their age. Yes.
So what is
so
she going
to positive? That's the word I wanted to say.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's where we're doing this because we're featuring the world's tourism pageant. And that's exciting. Now, what is her plan with her title this year?
Just continuing to do whatever she can, like in the community. We want to also establish, because I don't know if they have an anti-bullying campaign here, and that's the huge thing with the tourism pageant, mm-hmm. is to do something to raise awareness for that. But not only that, but to also talk about how kids can be good friends and have better manners instead of just anti-bullying, but also teach them how they should act. So she already does a program with some of the other tweens her age that talks about how to be a good friend and not to be a mean, you know, like a bully, and how mm-hmm. this age group, the tweens, it's really big. So I want to work with that, but also we do a lot with Special Olympics.
I was going to ask you what other talents does she have?
She's been doing lots of different work in the community. We did last year with Humane Society, and we did with mm-hmm. United Way, Teen Challenge, a local program. That helps people getting off of drugs and addiction. So we did car washes with them. There's other, lots of other things that we, you know, like to work with and just, you know, whenever it comes up. So when we just met with the mayor this morning and we met with the lady who's the head of the tourism authority, we're talking with her about other mm-hmm. events that we can do and things with them. So, just looking forward to, you know, whatever comes up. We've also talked with another, director for Miss Teen America and getting together with them and doing some of the volunteer and community service events with them. That's what we want to do, just really get a face out there and to really show that the tourism pageant wants to serve their community.
That's beautiful.
You're going to be very busy this year.
I know. Moms are busy. Mm-hmm. Moms are busy. I do have to give a shout out. You showed me a commercial that your husband is in, and I'm like, that's super cool. So what commercial was he in that you showed me?
That's Meadow Gold. So that's our local milk that's produced here in Hawaii.
Very
it's called
cool.
the Meadow Gold.
I always
milk
wanted
waterfall.
To go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we can go to Hawaii.
To come.
I know.
Yes, I always wanted. I've never been. I always want to go
come
there.
Come see the volcano that's flowing. And then if you come in the wintertime, you can go to the snow and then come down to the white sand beaches. We just went. They just took them to the green sand beach for the first time the other day. We have black sand and all kinds of beautiful different sceneries. It's fun.
Oh, that would be
and
fun.
And cowboys, too.
What island were you in again? What island?
We're on the Big Island. It's actually called Hawaii Island.
Okay.
So it's the youngest of the islands. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that's where the volcano is erupting.
We'll have to tell King James that. He's trying to get us to Hawaii this next year. He's like, you need to go with me.
So, your daughter's really beautiful. And I really thank you for all the things that you're doing for humanity and helping people. I think it's wonderful.
And we want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having us.
The World Tourism Pageant Hour. That's what this is, to highlight all of the amazing winners as well. And I won the global title too as well. So it's
like, congratulations.
I did not expect that.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for calling in, and we're going to another caller, and have a great day. Aloha.
Aloha. Dawn, when y'all heard of the tourism, I didn't understand exactly what you guys did.
It's called the Miss World's
Tourism Pageant.
So what they do is, you know, a lot of ladies travel. They take their titles. And we're going to get this next caller is going to tell you what it's all about.
Oh, okay.
And it's phenomenal. I think she's on the phone. Sheila?
Sheila's on here.
Oh, yes.
Hi,
Dawn. Hi, Sheila. You know, this woman will tell you what the World Tourism Pageant is all about. My co-host is asking me, and I have the program book in front, and I'll go to your picture here in a second. Sheila, are you traveling right now?
I am. I'm in Kansas, Wichita, Kansas.
Wonderful. Now, she took the international title, and she's doing a lot. And, you know, tell us, Sheila, what it took for you to prepare for this pageant this last year when you entered.
honestly, it took the whole year plus some. I didn't feel like I had gotten everything done that I was trying to get done to get ready. You have to do things in your community. You have to do photo shoots, challenges, humanitarian work. And it's very involved. It's not just how you look. It's what you do.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Now, you are working with a lot of kids with cancer. Tell us about that.
I have, a year ago, got involved with a pageant that sponsored children with cancer and their families. And how that worked was, people don't think about this, but when a young child has cancer, mom and dad need to be there. And they want to be there, and the child needs them there. And then what happens after that is mom and dad are there. Well, now mom and dad lose their job.
Right.
They lose their home.
Mm-hmm.
They lose their car.
Mm-hmm.
They lose their insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this is a terrible thing, but, you know, a lot of the cancer funding is just for the treatment or the hospital care for the child. There's nobody to help sustain a family.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what my platform is, and that is something I firmly believe in, and I have raised quite a bit of money for that for families.
Wow.
In my local area.
Wow, that's amazing, Sheila.
How did you raise the money? Doing benefits?
Well, the last one I did, I was asked to sponsor a family, and I was just beside myself trying to figure out how I could get some money raised. Well, I needed to have a garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and I raised over $600 for that family in 2 days.
Beautiful.
Well, also, too, you also have some exciting news. Your scrapbook, when I saw your scrapbook, was a lot of love and patience in it. You know, and I mean, I put a scrapbook together the last minute, and I still, you know, had the global title. But, you know, your scrapbook was everything that you've done. And that's what the international title. I mean, you've done so much in your community. What was your platform? Let's go back to that. Your platform that you had to, you know, tell everybody about.
My platform was in helping families of children with cancer.
Uh-huh.
That was my platform. And my whole life, my whole heart, everything in me is about children, whether they're sick, whether they need school supplies, whether they need a home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the one that everybody turns to in the community for that type of help because I can't say no to a child.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't. So I do a lot of things for the school. I do the robotics program. I go in 5 days a week. I let the children read to me and test on their reading scores. I do all of that as volunteer.
Wow.
I'm the go-to person for a volunteer.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, you were a nurse in, you know, way back in the days as well, and then you retired from nursing. And, you know, I want to tell you, you know, Sheila, and thank you for your time. Do you know one time that I was in a pageant and I actually had appendicitis before the pageant, and I ended up going the last minute. Everything was judged, and I took the title. I was in the hospital, and I asked for a pass, and it was like such a crazy story that I'll tell in another show. And talk about determined and getting out there. And here I had, you know, stitches in me, and I was going to this, you know, pageant just to show up, and they was on the news. But, you know, Sheila,
I won
that at that time when I was a teenager. And, you know, talk about going over and jumping over things. Sheila, you were on crutches as well in the pageant, and she still won the international title.
On this pageant, she
yes.
won crutches?
Yes.
Oh.
And so, you know, and here she was in elegant, you know, on stage, and you did wonderfully. So whatever you're going through in life, Sheila, you're such a role model that here you are. That, you know, here because of her community service, because of her elegance on stage and everything she put together, you know, she still took the international title. But there's even more. There's a film director, when she was telling me about her platform, I said, Sheila, I need to hook you up with Andrew Heller because I'm his PR for the film. And Andrew was on the last hour, Sheila. And so what happened?
I love him.
What happened since I connected the two of you?
Oh, that's
right. He got in touch with me, and he had watched an old interview that I had done on my platform, and he got in touch with me and told me we needed to talk. And we started talking and found out that we were 100% exactly thinking the exact same thing. He has the exact same platform in mind that I use. We are 100% online in our thinking, and he turned around and he asked me if I would be the front spokesperson for the movie and the book.
Isn't that awesome?
And I agreed
yes.
to do that.
That is wonderful.
I'm still stunned. Somebody's got to pinch me and wake me up because this has been incredible.
I'd like to know that the community you come from. Where is that located?
I live in a very small town called Diamond City, Arkansas. It is right on Bull Shoals Lake, and we're very close to Branson, Missouri. So if you know where Branson is, you kind of know where I'm at.
Okay, I know they're happy to have you there.
You know, it was really cute. You had the audience in stitches when you came out in your state costume. What was your state costume?
My state costume, we have a old theme park called Dog Patch. And it was based off of Little Abner, you know, the cartoon series.
Yes.
And Daisy Mae was the female character, and I was Sally Sue, her sister. So I had a sleeveless white shirt and Daisy Dukes on and no shoes and a cane pole and a ratty old cowboy hat.
And I knew about Daisy Duke, but I never knew about the sister.
I didn't either.
Well, I made her up.
She made it up.
Oh, well, that's what we're looking at each other going, I didn't know that.
You made her up, so you're creative also.
I made Sally Sue because I knew I didn't want to be Daisy Mae.
Okay, that's wonderful.
And she came out, and what was your opening line when you came out?
I put my hand in front of my hat, and I kept going, hello? Is anybody out there? Hello? And then I kept getting closer to the microphone, and I said, this ain't Dog Patch. Where am I?
And you had a fishing pole and you had that as one of them. And one of your photos, I think you had a tub because you said you actually fish out there in these tubs. I didn't know that.
On the river, we have pretty fast moving rivers and they're not real wide, but they're fairly deep. So we will a lot of times throw some rocks in the bottom of a wash tub, sit in it, and get your pole out, and that's our trolling motor. It just pushes us down the river.
What do you think of that? Amazing.
Well, and it's even better. When you catch the fish, you just throw them in the tub with you and just keep going.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy.
It's kind of, remember, my girlfriend went someplace, Maria, she's my friend, she travels a lot, and she was in Greece, and she went... No, she had fish in the tub. They were for their cuticles or something. I don't know what she was doing. It was like a new thing for pedicure.
Yeah, they eat the stuff off your feet.
Oh yes, I heard that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you get your own pedicure then. That's
it
super.
Hurt.
I know.
It seems so like you're a very busy lady.
I am, and I love it because you know I feel like my voice is getting heard. Meeting Andrew, talking with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like everybody's going to hear what my goals are, you know, because they're his goals and he's, you know, able to go global. You know, I'm small town nobody and everybody in my area knows what I do, but now I can use my voice along with him and get it out and get it global and get people to start paying attention.
That's right.
Yes.
And also, I know Andrew has some big plans for you, and we're excited. Andrew was talking to you that you could help raise money for the film with John Schneider. John Schneider, actually, we've done interviews with from the Dukes of Hazzard, and Austin St. John, original Power Ranger. Actually, they were just on the red carpet at International Christian Film Festival and won an award. So, you know, getting their film into that.
Congratulations.
They were super excited. Awesome. Well, Sheila, what are your plans now? I heard that you met with the mayor, or you know, what are you doing now? What are you going to do with your title this year?
Well, right now I'm in Kansas and I'm meeting with some of our pageant queens tonight.
Oh,
August 11th, I'm going to see the governor of Arkansas in Little Rock.
Oh, wow.
Reagan, who was also the Arkansas Little Miss. So we're going to meet together and go meet the governor, and he's going to give us an award.
Wow.
We're going to do some sightseeing and, you know, take pretty pictures, of course. I've been scheduled to go up to South Dakota in February to do a pageant to judge.
Well,
my calendar's not in front of me, but I've got a lot going on.
That's super exciting. Well, you know, she is just an amazing and a role model. And I want to thank you so much, Sheila. I know you're getting TV interviews and more radio interviews. And I want to thank you for being on Hollywood Connections. This is actually super special for the World Tourism Pageant. I wanted to do this for my heart to Terry, because we want to promote this pageant system around the world. And this is a syndicated hour that we can make this happen. And that's why we do this. And if you can do me a
favor.
If you can do me a favor, go back on that feed that we have on Facebook and let any other pageant ladies or girls know that we still have about 20 minutes on the air. They can still call in. And
I can do that.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I hope.
Yeah. Oh, and I love this pageant. And I'm telling you, it has done so much for me. And again, it's been said, you know, you get out of a pageant what you put in.
That's true.
And I put a lot of work in it, and it means so much to me. And I know they're behind me, supporting me, and helping me if I need it.
And that's
I want everybody to do this.
I agree. And that's what people realize. They go, oh, you know, I'm in my 50s. I'm too old for this, or I'm in my 60s or 70s or 80s. This is any age group for the classic Miss. You know, so, right. And that's why they call it the classic Miss, because, you know, of course, we have to wait till the end of everything because we're the classic, you know.
Exactly. But, yeah, they say the best for last.
Of course.
We did. We did. And just meeting you and your husband and going to Olive Garden, and that was such a delight. And, you know, and getting in our purple shirts and getting some fabulous photos, you know, and hopefully I'm trying to get Nancy to call in. She's working today, and Nancy said that, you know, she'll try to sneak a call in from work, and so hopefully we can get her on the phone as well. And Sheila, thank you. Give everybody your social media where they can reach you if they want to donate to a Gift of the Heart or anything that you're doing as well.
Okay, for any kind of donations or even just to hear about a Gift from the Heart, just type in a Gift from the Heart, and it will pull up on the website. And they have no way to donate right now, but he is getting that fixed. So there will be a donate button to help kids and families. My social media is Facebook, and it's Sheila Schaffner on Facebook. I'm the only one.
Perfect. Well, Sheila, it's a pleasure. I hope to see you before next year. And if you're ever in Florida, take you on that sailboat tour around the island here. We'd love to have you and your hubby. Super cool. And congratulations. She just got married a couple weeks ago on the beach.
Oh, wonderful.
So,
yes.
In Florida.
Yes.
I got married at Ponce Inlet. Yeah.
And that's super gorgeous. And your husband is such a delight. And you can tell there's so much love for him. He's so supportive with her. And that's what's so amazing. You know, my hubby couldn't go because, you know, he's like, Donna, I have to work. But I'll tell you, next year in Nashville, he said, he saw the video. Me and Melissa went downtown Nashville, and we were just stoked about all of the things that we saw. And we can't wait because it will be in Nashville, Tennessee next year. So
it's going to be a blast. And I don't have the pressure of trying to win next year, so I get to go have fun.
That's right. That's right. Well, Sheila, keep us updated on all the fun things that you're doing. And if there's anything going on our next Positive Pageantry Hour, we will definitely highlight you on that as well with the Miss World Tourism.
Well, and I really appreciate you having me on, and I'll see if I can get a couple more to call in for you.
That would be great.
That'd
we have about
good.
15
Thank
minutes
you.
Left. Thank yes. you so much, Sheila. Have a great, blessed day.
Have a great
you
life.
You too, honey.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank yes. you. And so we're on Facebook Live, and I'm just showing everybody. This was one of the international winners that just called in. Do you see, Yvonne, that not just entering a pageant with a pretty dress
and a pretty face.
Yeah, that you really have to do their challenges that
yes.
when they say to do something, and that's important. You know, and the scrapbook, you know, of course, is documenting everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Every appearance, every parade, every, you know, personal appearance that you go to.
What was your platform?
Well, my platform was Be Cool, Stay in School.
Okay.
But I really didn't elaborate on that one, to be honest with you. It was more of Hollywood Connections. So, you know, to be honest with you, the Be Cool, Stay in School is going to be starting this year. And with kids and, you know, bullying as well. But, you know, being back in the world, you know, pageant system, it's different when you haven't competed for a long time.
Right.
There were things I went, oh, I should have done this,
yes.
or I should have done this. But, you know, in the meantime, just coming back, I'll be honest with you, with this title. And this title that I actually received, the World's Classic Miss Global Tourism, was really about media. What do you do in the media world? So I'm going to do a lot for this pageant system because, you know, even though I'm in my 50s and I still had fun, it motivated me. It motivated me to go to Curves. It motivated me to get going in health and fitness even more so.
And you can tell it.
I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it.
I see it.
I know. Thank you.
I do.
Thank you. Well, Yvonne, we're going to tell everybody. I don't know. How are we doing on the phones, Bobby?
Nobody yet.
Okay, good. She's going to let people know about that. I know different time zones and Hawaii
That's
at 9
true.
In the morning.
Oh, boy. I'm thinking it's 3:45, so I'm thinking she's in the afternoon or something.
I know. We've got, yes, and so there's so many other opportunities with talent beauty queens that we'll call in next time.
Mm-hmm. So how did you prepare?
My prepare was, thank you, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. Mine was really getting ready. It was, I took this dress that I wanted, and I was like, it's a gorgeous $1,100 dress. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, maybe I could fit into this, which I haven't for a while. And a week before the pageant, I thought, you know what, I'm going to try this dress on. And that wasn't the one at this time. And okay. So, but I bought this gorgeous black off-the-shoulder dress and in some, you know, rhinestones that I bought from eBay that came in. It was a really beautiful brooch. And that wasn't even part of it. It was really preparing myself of what was the interview about, you know, getting on stage.
The interview is very important.
Right. But, you know, I used to teach a lot of the workshops for modeling for kids and pageantry. And the hard thing, I'll be honest with you, Yvonne, I've been a national judge for almost 25 years. And sitting down, I just judged a national pageant in Orlando 2 weeks ago, a big model search pageant. So I'm sitting there and it took me a second to not look at the younger girl, of course, that was interviewing me. And I was going to say, so tell me about yourself. You know, so I mean, it was very hard.
Hard for you not to interview.
Exactly. So
that's what you do.
Exactly. So, you know, you have to come back as a contestant.
Yes.
And realize, wait a second, they're interviewing you and all the things that you've done, you know, and there was so much more. You can only pitch yourself within a minute and a half for this interview.
Okay.
So again, I didn't elaborate on the things that I was doing. It was more to with Hollywood Connections at this time. But I still walked away with a global title, so I'm really happy about that.
That's wonderful.
So in the meantime, well, we have a few minutes left, Yvonne, and we want to thank the World's Tourism Pageant for their call-ins. We have some things that are coming up. We're going to be announcing. We have one more show. We're pre-taping this show. Of course, it's going to air on Wednesday.
Okay.
And the station owner just came in, and we were talking, and she said, we're going to have our show on Saturdays in about 2 weeks from 6, I know, 6 to 8 p.m. I think that's a great time, Yvonne. Because that would give you your afternoons and 6 to 8. When I'm traveling with my new job in September, every other weekend, Yvonne, you're going to come up with a segment for an hour. I'll be gone traveling, but I'll call in. Tell us what you're going to be maybe coming up with some show ideas.
Well, I would like to interview local talent, you know, but I'm also interested in health because everybody's really health conscious nowadays. And I think that would make a good show if we could tell people how to stay healthy, like one of the contestants of Healthy Life.
Right.
Or they may want to call in. And I can try to get guests that are working in the health industry or whatever. But I think that my main the main focus would be on some type of health concept. I'll think about it.
Yes, I think that would be awesome, and that would be another idea. You know, I had a lady here the other day, Sandy came in. She's a friend of mine that was my maid of honor, and her mom is so adorable, and she is a senior citizen. And I said, you know, that might be a show that we can talk about with Yvonne, because what do you do? She loves to dance. She loves to go to different clubs and places and, you know, likes to go to nice dinners. So what... So I think that would be another segment you could interview her and some fun things, what ladies are doing, and they're single.
People that's older.
Right.
Yes.
She doesn't look like it either. Yeah. Yeah. I can't even call you, you know, but you're like, she's beautiful. She's 82 years old. She's gorgeous. She's online here. She doesn't look like it.
Well, you know, the other day, I still work in the health industry. I have clients, and I had two clients. I was taken to the doctor, and the doctor was new, and so he said he was talking to my clients, and then he turned around and looked at me. He says, well, how long have you been working with the clients? I said, oh, since 1991. And he said, oh, you're ready to retire. You look like you're 60-some years old.
That's right.
I said, no, I'm 82. And he said, are you still driving? I said, well, how did you think I got here?
That's cute. So Yvonne's going to tell her secrets on her Hour Power Hour with Yvonne Madison under Hollywood Connections. So I know we have about 10 minutes left. We have another caller, I guess.
We have Michelle on the line.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome to Hollywood Connections. This is a positive power hour for pageantry and for the world tourism. And introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Michelle Brosig. I'm the mother of a world junior Miss Tourism, Reagan Brosig.
Okay, so she was in the, I have the program book in front of me. So she was in the junior Miss?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, junior Miss. And what city are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Maynard, Arkansas.
Okay, and what was her name again?
Reagan Brosig.
Okay, well, I'm looking for her. Tell us how you prepared and she prepared for this national pageant system.
Well, we did prep work such as we actually make all of her outfits. So we created and made all of her outfits that she wore for the pageant. I prepped her on her state costume speech. We went through it every day, just a little bit, you know, a couple of times every day, as well as her beauty walk and, you know, interview skills and things like that. And then, of course, the day of the the weekend of the pageant, we made our trip there. And I do all of her hair and get her ready and everything and just wish her the best. So.
And how old is she?
She is 8.
8 years old. Okay, so again, give that, because I'm looking at the program book. We have Junior Teen Miss here. Was she in that one?
No, 8?
No, she's before that. She'll be junior.
What was her platform?
Group right before Junior Teen.
Okay, so pre-teen miss?
No.
Nope, before
junior
that.
Miss.
Junior Miss.
Yes.
Junior Miss. Okay. Oh, hey, Junior Miss. Here we go. So we're here on the Junior Miss page. And Reagan, there we go. That's the little one here.
Yes. Oh, what was her platform?
She did not have a platform. We weren't required to do that at her age, thank goodness. So.
Okay. So tell us, has she been in pageants before? Is this her first one?
No, she's been doing pageants since she was almost 6.
Wow. What is so special about the World Tourism Pageant System that Terry runs that you felt that it was so amazing?
I think the big thing was the challenges that Terry lets the girls participate in are always fun and exciting to see, you know, the surroundings around us. And then the fact that she gets to use her title for traveling and helping her community. I mean, we do lots of community service activities around her community. We have a very small community. And she does lots of community service projects with, like, Donnie Martin Center there in Pocahontas, which is close to our town. And the parade, of course, we do those in her local school. We do things there. So, and then I actually am an oncology or a cancer nurse. And so she does a lot here with my work here at the Cancer Center in Jonesboro.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. You know, and we want to thank you so much for, you know, giving a plug to the World Tourism Pageant System. And this was just a special I wanted to do from my heart. I know there were a lot of other ladies that could not call in. We'll do this again, Yvonne.
Okay.
And we'll do a special on the World Tourism Pageant of anybody else that wants to call in.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you. Is she there to say hello?
Reagan is not. She's actually at home with her dad this week, so for the end of summer break.
I gotcha. Well, I am so glad that you called in. Mm-hmm. And again, I want to just give that website, worldsmisstourismpageants.com. Check it out, and you could be representing your city, or I mean your state, and come to Nashville, Tennessee next year. All right. Thank you so much. We have 5 minutes left of the show, and God bless. Have a great day. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
So anyways, Yvonne, I do have to give some plugs real quick before
okay,
the end of the
ahead.
Show.
Yes.
You know, so I have a reporter's workshop that I'm putting together. I will do it by Skype. I need more reporters out there around the world because there's a lot of opportunity. We'll be putting that together, and you'll be calling in, and, you know, we'll be airing those. We have a new, a reporter in Nashville, Tennessee, Logan. And we featured her last week, and I'm working with the Hard Rock down there and some other opportunities for her to go interview some amazing people and film festivals. So that's a big shout out to Logan and Lisa, and they're amazing. And then also go to mypillow.com, put in the word beach, B-E-A-C-H, and get your comfortable pillow. You help us and you help me as well with the show so we can keep it on the air. Also go to the aquavault.com, my favorite, put in Hollywood One, you get a promo code. Amazing as well. My son has a new business. I'm going to post up on hollywoodconnections.biz. It should be up there. Please check out and support him. He's in Phoenix, Arizona, saying, Mom, you know, help
what
support.
What kind of business?
It's a new online store. Like every product that you buy, it's online, and it's, I guess, better for the environment and so forth. So he's going to call in next time and talk about that more.
Okay.
And Yvonne, thank you. Did you have fun today?
Yes, it was very interesting.
I know. The voiceover.
Yeah. And the pageant.
And yes, there's so many different ages out there. You know, there's even, different age groups that you can enter for different pageants. But
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Yes. Me too. Me too. And we have more coming up, Yvonne. I know we have a big celebrity look-alike thing coming up. If I can't go, I need reporters. This will be with Sunburst Convention. And there are a lot of look-alikes. A lot of talent agents will be there. We'll be there supporting Hollywood Connections in a few weeks in Orlando. We also have some things that we were talking about. Remember, if you're looking for a good school for training, Barbizon, you know, USA.com or Barbizon, just check into them. They have classes all over the United States. And that
and
can help
be working for them again.
I am. I'm
happy about that, too.
Me too. Me too. And this is an opportunity that I can go and scout as well in the cities for them. So I'm very blessed at that. And thank you, Arthur. That's a shout out to you as well. And he's traveling to Dallas right now. He just texted me. He's like, okay, super excited. And I know we have 5 minutes left. Anything else you want to talk about, Yvonne? How's Benny doing?
Oh, he's doing much better. He's walking.
Is he walking?
Yes, walking in a walker.
Okay, is he coming home pretty soon, you think?
Not really, because he had a massive stroke.
Right.
It's going to take a little bit more time for him.
I gotcha. Our prayers are still with Benny. And if you could please do me a favor, I've been trying to do this over the last couple of months, and people haven't continued. I need a card. I need, you know, all you beauty queens from the World Tourism Pageant, I have a challenge for you. Maybe Terry can talk to you about. I'd like to have a business card. No, I'm sorry. I'd like to have a greeting card.
Yes, or a get well card.
Get well card sent to the radio station. I'll put that up to Benny, just from the heart, because he's our producer. He had a massive stroke, and we want to cheer him up.
Yes, he's doing much better.
Good, and we want to take those into him. So if you could actually send that, and I'll put up the Tantalk Network coming up, which would be great. And anyways, Yvonne, so the next couple shows that we have coming up on Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m., we're going to be on the air. We have more film directors that want to audition talent for what they're doing.
Okay.
Walter Briggs is still looking for talent for his play.
Caregiver's Christmas Carol.
That's right. We have more film directors from all the film festivals that we've been talking to, and more celebrities from Sunscreen Film Festival that I'm getting in touch with that wanted to do an in-depth interview on the air with us, and the International Christian Film Festival. We also have a big event coming up in Fort Lauderdale with Gerald Knowles, and there's another big film festival. It's on a cruise.
Oh.
So there are some things I can't go to. That's why I need reporters. If you are interested, call me at 727-871-7788. Go to hollywoodconnections.biz. There's going to be a lot of information up there. So anyways, Bobby.
Want to go out with our song for the hour again?
Yes, let's do the Billie Jean, You Be a Beauty Queen.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone, for calling in. I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, give it to God, put it in his hands, and watch things happen.
And good luck to you, Bobby.
Good luck to Bobby.
Dance on the floor in the round.